Anders Williams. I'm the president of the Gladstone Institutes in San Francisco.
And just confirm for me what time it is out there.
Yes, it's 3:55 a.m.
Congratulations on the award today for Yamanaka. Just give me a few thoughts about how you're feeling about that award.
Yamanaka is a scientist of unique creative genius, and the story of his perseverance to bring this discovery about is quite remarkable. He's also a fine gentleman and a wonderful colleague.
He's been at your institutes on and off since 1990, essentially.
That's correct, yeah. He trained with us and began this work, returned to Japan, and then was interested in having a base in the U.S. So last several years he's operated a lab in Kyoto and another lab at Gladstone.
Give me your thoughts on the potential of this work, these induced pluripotent stem cells research.
Well, this work shocked all scientists with what it teaches us about the way the fate of cells is controlled. No one thought that it could be accomplished in the way that Shinya proved. So this was first a great fresh insight into biology. It also has immense practical promise. First application will be to create cell models of human diseases that can be used for drug discovery, to personalize medicine, and to possibly avoid toxicity risks of new drugs. And then, of course, it's immediately apparent that it opens avenues for regenerative medicine, many of which are being pursued at our institution.
What do you think the Nobel Prize will do for this field, if anything at all?
I think it will bring new investment to the field and should speed, the resources will speed progress towards the applications we've all been looking for some time. Heart regeneration, regeneration of other damaged organs, as well as the applications to drug discovery.
Have you had a chance to speak to Dr. Yamanaka yet?
Yes, we reached him on the phone this morning. He sent me an email immediately after the announcement. I was up awaiting it, and we'll be on he's in Kyoto, but we'll be on a video feed with him at 8 o'clock San Francisco time.
Is he looking for a pay raise?
He deserves it.